Hello, and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here with you, and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm excited for today's Did You Know Show.
Good.
I'm not gonna lie. We got some good ones. Today's is pretty interesting, and it's got like a bonus to it as well, so
whoa.
I'm kind of excited.
Good. I'm excited about mine as well. Well, we won't waste any more time. Let's jump right in. What do you got for us?
All
right.
So we know we're talking about ciphers for this week, for me anyways.
Yes. You've got a few in a row.
Right. So
we talked about Julius Caesar yesterday.
Yep. About Caesar's.
His Roman code.
Today's is actually developed by a father and son team.
Okay.
And they call it the Great Cipher. But before I explain the Great Cipher, as the little bonus note, I'll kind of hint at it right now. Have you ever seen the movie The Man in the Iron Mask?
I've not, no.
About the twins or whatever? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it kind of goes along with that here at the end. So you just kind of listen in and you'll hear that here in a second. All right, so this, the Great Cipher, was developed by a father and son team that encrypted messages for the French monarchy in the 17th century. The Great Cipher repelled all attempts at penetration until a military cryptanalyst, his name was Etienne Bazaris, unlocked his secrets 200 years later. So it took 200 years for somebody to finally crack it. As described in his The Code Book, is what he wrote, is that he realized that the ciphers had 587 unique numbers generally representing symbols. Though he remained hindered by some of the traps that were actually built into the code, some of the numbers didn't just stand for symbols, but they actually would stand for deleting the previous number. And so the success enabled historians to actually read letters dated back with the reign of Louis XIV. One of them happened to seemingly point to the identity of the infamous man in the Iron Mask. Now, the true story behind the man in the Iron Mask isn't what the movie's about. The movie's about twins and there were kings or whatever. They just kind of, I think, took the general idea of the Iron Mask, right? But they actually identified, or supposedly identified, who the person in the man in the Iron Mask was, and he was actually a disgraced military commander, and his name was Vivian de Blonde.
Interesting.
So,
and
there
you go. They didn't figure that out until 200 years later when they figured out the Great Cipher.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty cool right there.
That is cool. Very cool. Okay. Mine, we're going to talk some music today.
Oh, okay.
So, this is about little known meanings behind famous songs. So, do you know what the meaning behind Elton John's song from 1975, Philadelphia Freedom, is?
Free in Philadelphia. I have no idea.
See, the thing is, you know, with the lyrics like this, from the day that I was born, I've waved the flag, Philadelphia freedom. You would think it's about America and independence and
right.
stuff, but Elton John, he's British. He's not even American at all, so he's just trying to jump into that American culture. Well, here's the answer. So it was just a year before America's bicentennial, you know, 1975 and 1976. We'd been a country for 200 years.
Right.
So a perfect time for that. But in reality, that song, Philadelphia Freedom, is about tennis legend Billie Jean King.
No shot.
So after becoming friends with King in the early 1970s, Elton John told her that he wanted to write a song in her honor and came up with the idea to name it after her tennis team, the Philadelphia Freedoms. So he debuted the song, and King fell in love with it. And then he said, during the part where he goes, Philadelphia, that's when you're getting upset with an umpire, walking up to the umpire, stomping Philadelphia. So that was part of the song. And King knows that most people don't know that this song was written for her, but she doesn't care. She likes it that way. She said, we didn't want it to be anything about tennis. No, it's just a feeling. It's a great song for a team. It's a great song if you're not a team. So,
the song is actually
about a tennis team and not about America and its independence and things like that.
That's actually, like, I guess he kind of did that probably on purpose because he wanted to be focused
on that. Have a little bit of different, you know, not make it so obvious, a little subtle.
Huh.
But, yeah, it's about tennis legend Billie Jean King. So next time you hear Philadelphia Freedom, make sure you think of that. It's a great song.
Yeah, I'm sure if you think of it that way, the lyrics are going to totally be different. Yeah,
you just have to put yourself in that headspace as you tune it on.
Huh.
There you go, though. That's our Did You Know show today. Learned about Elton John's song, the meaning behind Philadelphia Freedom, as well as another code and cipher. We had the great cipher today that tied in with the man in the iron mask. So make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode of the Did You Know show.